The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And good morning, America. You're listening to America's Web Radio, and it's time now for A Bite of Reality. Started off with Dr. Rhyme Time. Good morning, Dr. Rhyme Time.
So what we're going to do first, of course, my favorite part of the show, we worked on this. We had to reiterate and rechange everything from the show last night, so we were up kind of late, because breaking news always takes precedence on A Bite of Reality. So here we go, my favorite part of the show, right into the Rhyme Time. Welcome to the city that never sleeps, where New York has dirty secrets that it keeps. Behind the glamour, the glitz, the lights, there are stories and things here that give you the frights. The city's crime, its hustle and its pace, leaves little time for the citizens to find a safe space. Where there were heroes once roamed its streets, their fate now sealed lies at the mercy of D.A. Bragg's feats. Gone are the safe days of heroes and Spider-Man. Now the Avengers have packed up, and they have also ran. Captain America, Iron Man, and the Marines are all gone. Those days now just a memory. Good luck, New Yorkers. Hope you can make it till dawn. The subway murders, the Joker and the Penguin too, their evil plan no longer on hold, will certainly kill you. For the city's villains have been let go, and the heroes have all been chased. Their reigns of terror and all-out assault, the city has now been disgraced. But in the real world, in the shadows, there is fear. Oh, what they may lurk everywhere, the crime rampage draws near. For without heroes who will, in New York, will save the city from its impending date with the grave. In New York, Bragg has just killed all the heroes, leaving the city with nothing but zeros. Who will step up? There's only the crazies left, and the stores are quickly leaving. They can't keep up with the theft. We need heroes to save the day and keep the city safe at night, safe from the darkness when the criminals come out to cause fright. But fear, Bragg says not. I'll lock up all the good people and tell you lies. But in the end, in the hearts of those heroes, the cream of the crop will rise. To the challenge of protecting those who fear, who live in fear, the city's people, its burgeoning crime wave, that Bragg does cheer. For every hero that Bragg arrests and those that have fallen, new ones will rise, take up the torch of liberty, and heed the needed city's calling to keep us safe, protect and serve, to try and make things right, and give this city the chance and restore New York City's former light. I fear for New York, as it will not thrive. With all heroes gone, who will keep the people of the city alive? For the city's heartbeat is weakening each day with what we do, and its heroes, if all chased and arrested, will never step up again. That is true. It's too late for our America to come back now. The path we have taken, irreversible somehow. A nation once united under Biden, now divided. The rift's too deep. The wounds are bleeding profusely. We are so misguided. The dream of a land of the free has become a distant memory. For the cracks that government have formed have left this nation severely deformed. The politicians bicker and they fight, while the people suffer, all in plain sight. The voices of reason are drowned out by those radicals who jump up, scream, and shout. The feigned hatred and the made-up bigotry have replaced America's love for country and our equality. And the wounds that have been inflicted will take a long time to change because of the lies the media has depicted. It appears too late for America to come back now, for the damage is done. The future may be over, and how? Hope that once shone so bright has been extinguished by the conflicts, a never-ending fight. But in this darkness you may see a glimmer of light, a chance of redemption to make things right, to put aside our differences and try and unite, and rise above the hatred the media stirs and the spite. For though to me it may seem too late, it's never too late for all to perhaps change our fate, to come together to learn, heal, and grow, and let America, the greatest nation's true spirit, show. So if we fail, quit and give up the fight. For America will wither and die, and it won't be a pretty sight. Is it possible for us to unite again? I don't know. But if the media keeps lying to us, we will actually never have the chance. Say bye-bye, Joe. Lying politicians are the ones who create the problem. Their words always deceitful. Their actions, they want us to think, are solemn. Promises are always made, but they are never kept. Their lies are left the nation in tatters and bereft. They point fingers at each other and lay blame, but their deceit is always the same. They are masters of empty words and broken trust. Their lies have left this nation in disgust. They make promises they know they cannot keep, and when they fail, they ignore reality and just retreat, leaving we the people in their strife. Their lies have left us in America with no life. Their truth is often too hard to hear. By lying politicians not only inspire fear. Their words are weapons for use for destruction. Their lies have left this nation in obstruction. But there could be hope if truth again prevails. But if we keep the lying politicians, this country will continue off the rails. For in the end, their lies must be exposed, and their deceitful ways forever disposed. We must hold our leaders to account, for their lies create so much troubles, such a large amount. If problems that we must endure, their lies have left the nation very unsure. For this nation was once built on faith and trust. We cannot be led by those now in power. We must adjust. New leaders, their words now must be sincere and true, for only then can this great nation finally renew. Excuse me. Who is attacking the U.S., and what do we have to gain? A question asked in confusion among our pain. For those who strike with malicious intent, leave behind destruction and lament. Our world is plagued, and those who seek to sow chaos, and to make the strong weak. Their motives often at first hard to see. Their actions leave us all to plea. Some are fueled by their anger and hate, others by greed and desire of the facts to inflate. They seek the power and control over all, their actions leaving us with a gaping hole in our southern wall. They target the innocent, the pure, leaving us to talk and ask, what for? For what can they possibly gain from causing such destruction and pain? The truth is, their motives so hidden are often unclear, their actions driven by their ultimate power dream, a perverse fear of losing their office of powers they hold so dear. Their power and their sense of true justice is only a veneer. But in the end, they must not prevail, for their actions will leave behind a guilty trail. You can see the destruction and the pain, their motives clearly forever left in vain. So we the people must stand strong and unite against those in power who seek to cause a blight, and ask ourselves, who's attacking and why? For only then can we hope to say to them goodbye. Now here we go again. Charge an innocent man with a crime, and now we have lost all sense of justice in no time. For when the innocent are falsely accused, the very fabric of justice is being abused. The scales of justice must remain blind to the color of skin and the ties that bind. For when they tilt towards prejudice and hate, the innocent heroes, they suffer an unjust fate. The burden of proof lies with the accuser, but when they're wrong, the damage they cause cannot be much crueler. For the innocent, they suffer from a life of shame, their reputation tarnished by such an unjust blame. The justice system must remain fair, for the innocent always deserve the utmost care. For when the guilty walk free and the innocent do suffer, the very foundation of our justice system begin to buffer. We must stand up for the falsely accused and fight for justice that is impartial and with prejudice not infused, only with fairness and an unprejudiced start. For only then can justice play in this country its rightful part. When you charge an innocent Marine with a crime, and you will lose all sense of justice in no time, for justice must remain unbiased, and the truth be laid bare, so the innocent do not suffer truth or dare. Wow, the emperor has no brain, so they say. It shows in his actions every day, for his decisions are foolish and weak, and he seems to be lost and is unable to speak. His policies are empty and shallow, and his words seem to ring false and hollow. For he lacks the intellect we seek and the skill to lead this nation with some wisdom and goodwill. His trusty media followers may praise him and applaud, but in truth, they're nothing more than a true public fraud. For his clear lack of intelligence and thought has left him in a position and us with danger that's fraught. The emperor may wear a crown, but their rule and his destiny is tumbled down. For a leader without a brain is destined to fail, and his people bring only pain. So let us not follow the empty-headed, but seek out those with ideas and intelligence that are embedded. For a leader with intelligence and sound mind is what we need to leave all the strife, and behind. The emperor has no brain, it's plain to see, and his rule has been nothing but a travesty. So let us seek out leaders who can think and leave behind the empty-headed responsible in the clink. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to continue with Rhyme Time. Stand by.
If you want the truth about politics, medicine, weapons, classic cars, and more, you'll want to tune in to America's Web Radio. You can listen to all of your favorite shows live at www.americaswebradio.com or on demand on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. That's www.americaswebradio.com.
Veteran-owned, America's Web Radio would like to thank all of our incredible patrons. We wouldn't be able to do this without you. If you are not already a patron, you can help us continue to produce some of the most informative and entertaining shows on the Internet by becoming a patron. Patrons of America's Web Radio are the first to receive information about new shows and links to the latest podcast episodes. Join now and receive a free gift while supplies last. For more information and to join our family, please visit www.patreon.com/americaswebradio. If you have questions, contact us at gm@americaswebradio.com. And as always, thank you for listening.
Start taking back our country from the liberal wokes by voting locally for conservative Republicans.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And we're back with Bite of Reality. We're going to run right into Rhyme Time again and finish up. America has fallen and it's impossible to stand, for the weight of its problems is now too much to withstand. Its people are struggling and its systems are flawed, and its future seems bleak with so much discord. The nation that once stood tall and strong now finds itself lost and unable to belong. In a world that's changing and moving ahead, while America seems stuck in a state of dread. Its politics are divisive and its leaders are weak, and its people seem to be losing the ability in public to speak. For the dreams that once inspired us to be great have been replaced by fear, anger, and of course hate. The American spirit that once shone so bright now seems to be dimming. It's clearly losing its might. For the problems that plague us now seem too much to bear, and we the people seem lost, without direction, and we no longer care. But is all help lost for America? Is all hope lost for America? For America can rise and regain its place as a nation that's wise. It can stand up, throw off the stupid policies and start anew, and strive to be better in all that it pursues. For America is a nation that has been through so much and has always found a way to rise, save the world from the clutch of adversity and struggle to stand once again as a proud nation that's strong, and to anyone's will, she will not bend. So let us not give up on America just yet, for its nation that we cannot easily forget. And with hard work and her determination, it can stand up again. Stand up and prove to the world order that it still has the stuff to rise back up. So on to the next wonder. Conservatives are losing to liberals, they say, as the world around us goes radical and changes each day. The battle of ideas is fought now, tooth and nail, and it seems the conservatives are doomed to fail. The winds of change are blowing strong, and it seems the liberals have been riding high now all along. Their ideas have taken over. The indoctrination is now made clear. And the conservatives seem to be lost. And we are living in fear. The American issues that once defined the conservative way are now being challenged by the left day after day. The liberals are making inroads in schools and in public mobs. And they are always out protesting, causing problems. Don't these people have jobs? The conservative message is too gentle, too quiet. It will not sail. And it seems the liberals with their violence are destined to prevail. For their ideas are violent and their policies lack facts to support. Doesn't matter. The goal of the liberals is for America to splatter. But all seems lost, for the fight appears to be over. Conservatives still taking the high road, the one now covered entirely in clover. If they don't adapt and change the way they operate, they want to be stand up once again, and it is clear it will be too late. For conservatism is a lost way of life, and it's not something that has been cut out with a knife. And with some time and effort, the left will succeed to keep America falling, so the Chinese, you better learn to speak and read. Is it too big to fail, they say with a sigh, as the system teeters on the brink of a great big lie. For the institutions that we trust to be strong are fragile and flawed, and they have been despite the media says all along. The banks that we rely on to keep us secure are too big to fail, and that we can't endure. The consequences of their failure and plight, for it's bringing us all down despite our might. But the problem is that no one ever goes to jail for the crimes that they commit and the lies they told the tale. The executives who lead these institutions astray are never held accountable, and they never pay. They take risks with our money and gamble it away, and when things go wrong, they never have to pay. For the system protects them and keeps them safe, while the rest of us suffer, and boy, does that chafe. It's too big to fail, Yellen says with a grin, as they reap the rewards while we the people bear the sin. And the cycle repeats again and again, with no sight, no end in sight, and no justice to gain. So we must demand more and hold them to account for the crimes that they commit and the lies that they spout. For it's not enough to say that it's too big to fail if no one ever pays a price and no one goes to jail. In Ukraine, there's a cloud of strife where rain falls heavily, it fails heavily, dampening life. The echoes of conflict so loud it resonates, and the people there yearn for brighter fates. They long for peace, but it seems in vain. As Ukraine is not singing, Russia is bombing in the rain. For tensions are high and the divisions grow, casting a shadow of perpetual war and continuous woe. In the east, battles still rage, leaving scars to their cities at every page. Buildings destroyed, families torn apart, lives disrupted, dreams shattered. This system is so corrupted. Yet amidst the turmoil, they claim hope remains as Ukraine strives to break the Russian chains. Don't be a fool and believe the media hype. There is nothing but just a lying swipe. To find harmony and a peaceful in wartime is just a lie. Underneath the missiles, it just makes you cry. The Biden world process has failed to deter, and by the time he bumbles through a policy, his words are just a blur. The world said we are sending tanks, but not so fast. There's a delay. This will give Russia the time they need to destroy Ukraine and make the war go its way. So here now we are at the end of rhyme time, just another week. We have no joy here, no policies from this administration. They are just so weak. They are lost in space and time. This is not good. Choose someone else this time. Last time we got bamboozled. Now we should. Thank you. Thank you very much. As you know, our normal hour is 1 hour from before we started. But we had to come on this particular day because there is something that has really gotten under my craw. There's something that has really, you know, I cover a lot of issues and I talk to you about a lot of different issues. I try to hit the high points. And I think that there is a critical point in American history that today occurred, and on two different fronts, actually. And I think that's why we're here. Is you may not hear it, you may not see it, they may not tell you about it, but it's going on. Title 42, which allowed us to expel under emergency restrictions, the invaders from the southern border and the northern border, by the way, now. But that went away as of midnight. And how amazing is that? The Biden administration had 2.5 years or 2 years, almost, it's 842 days, I believe, he's been in office to prepare for this particular moment. And that lying sack of dung beetles, Mayorkas, who, despite everything that comes out of his mouth being an absolute blatant lie, he somehow or another says, everything's under control. We got this. Now, let's look at the facts. 6.5 million people came into this country, and that was okay. Where are they going? Where are they going? What are they doing? What are their qualifications for being in this country? And what about the people who have been waiting in line for 2 and 3 years to get into this country legally? How do you think they feel? How do you think the people who did that waited in line for years? Is the justice system broken? Is the immigration system broken? And what are we doing about it? Where is this country headed? So, this week, I know I hate to do it, but every once in a while I do watch the other stations. I listen to MSNBC, I look at CNN, and as much time as I can spend with them, I do try, because I want to see both sides of the issue. Somebody yesterday told me, you should talk about both sides of the issue. Well, I'm not a news media outlet. I'm an opinion. I'm an opinion person. My opinion is my opinion. And I think that's what people tune in to hear. They don't tune in to hear both sides of the story. I will give you the facts, and you can make up your mind from then. From there and then, I should say. And I'll give you the information, and I'll tell you my opinion. Yes, I'm going to tell you my opinion. And you may agree with me, you may disagree with me. And I welcome both views. Because sometimes I want to listen to the other side, and I want to understand what their views are, so that I can explain to them why they're wrong and why I'm just right. As Vic says from On Point with Victor, I'm not angry, I'm just right. But I got to tell you, I look at this thing that went on this week, and I just am baffled by people who are in power that we put in power, and how that they stay in power despite everything that they've done. Now, there's a problem in this country with the Second Amendment. No. There's a problem in this country not with the Second Amendment, but with the interpretation of what insanity is and how mental illness is dealt with in this country. Because let me just tell you something, and I'll point it out very simply. It was really simple. Last week, they had two shootings, right? Okay, so they had two mass shootings in Texas. Okay, so what were the mass shootings about? Well, we don't know about that. You know, what's interesting, come to think of it, Dave, we don't still know what happened in the shooting in the Christian school from the transgender knucklehead who decided that they were going to go shoot six people. But why is that? Did you ever wonder why, when it is a right-wing individual, somebody who has a conservative view, in an instant, their voice and their project, their whatever you want to call them, their wacky statements that they put out, their manifestos, so-called, those come out in an instant, and they're all over the media. Oh, my goodness. You could see it headline news. It's in print. It's online in 15 different outlets. And everybody's talking about the manifesto. Well, here's the problem with that. Where is all that information on the transgender? Why is that hidden? Because it doesn't fit the narrative. So you want to do a test, okay? Because I'm an empirical guy. I studied science. I was, you know, pre-med for a while. And then you look at things and you say, well, where is the data? Well, let's look at some of the data, okay? I'm going to ask you to put on a Joe Biden hat and walk around downtown Manhattan. And then I'm going to ask you to put on a MAGA hat and walk around downtown Manhattan. And you want to know who the radicals are, see what happens when you walk around with your Joe Biden hat. Because the conservatives are taking the quote-unquote high road. the clover-covered road because no one really ever goes there, you will not be bothered. Someone will not say anything to you. No one will push you in front of a subway train. No one will punch you in the back of the head. No one will slam you in the head with a bottle. No one will knock you out because you're wearing a Joe Biden hat. Because, quite frankly, it's another opinion. Conservatives don't agree with it, and that's okay. They don't want to beat you up and knock you off the world and knock you out of this planet because you have a differing view. Because what's interesting to me, and I'm seeing this lately more and more, conservatives can accept other people's arguments. They can listen to them. They disagree with them. But they're willing to have a conversation. They're willing to speak to you about it. And that's great. That's what reality is about. The average person on the street can talk to each other. We don't have a problem with your race. We don't have a problem if you're black, white, green, purple, pink, whatever. We don't care whether you're a rainbow. You want to be transgender? Be transgender. Be whatever you want. But don't silence my opinion. My opinion is just as valid as your opinion. And that's where we've lost this whole sense of reality. We've lost this whole sense of civility. You know, when I grew up, and I've talked about this on prior shows, we said the Pledge of Allegiance every day because it gave us all a sense of belonging, a sense of we have a family in this country. We are all one. E pluribus unum, out of many is one. So where did that go? Why was that replaced with transgenderism, LGBTQRSTUV, whatever they want to call themselves this day? They keep adding more. There's more letters in this particular meme that are on the alphabet lately. But it doesn't matter. I don't care what you are. I care who you are. Remember the character of people used to be important to people? But that's not going on anymore. We've lost that sense of family. We've lost that sense of belonging. And here's why we've lost that. Because we let the liberal radicals, and yes, they are radical, because when you want to silence someone who has a difference of opinion from you, that is not the way America operates. It's not. A democratic republic does not operate by that. I've heard now from Biden, I've heard absolutely from his team that he is not going to debate anybody. Well, the reality is here, unfortunately, I don't think he could debate anybody. I don't think unless they put a card with breathing exercises and every word that needed to come out of his mouth, that he could do anything in a debate stage. And certainly, I think they've uncovered the truth that every question that he's ever taken has been given to him ahead of time. And that's the only reason that he calls on that person. And that, to me, is it's an affront to the American people. Because the people to carry that off as some kind of press conference or some kind of question and answer, it's not a question and answer. It's a question and read the answer. But that is disgusting to me. And they're pulling it off with the American people. The idiots in the media are just following along like a bunch of lapdogs that they are. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to take a quick break, jump right back in right after this, and I'm going to hit up on the New York subway tragedy. Stand by.
Start taking back our country from the liberal wokes by voting locally for conservative Republicans.
Hey, folks, this is Victor with the On Point with Victor show. Make sure you listen every Tuesday, 1 to 2, only right here on America's Web Radio, the On Point with Victor show. Remember, folks, I'm not angry. I'm just right. And you can find out why every Tuesday from 1 to 2, the On Point with Victor show, only right here on America's Web Radio.
If you want the truth about politics, medicine, weapons, classic cars, and more, you'll want to tune in to America's Web Radio. You can listen to all of your favorite shows live at www.americaswebradio.com or on demand on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. That's www.americaswebradio.com.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And we're back with Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark on our special show today. So right before I was talking about the lack of civility in this country and how the liberals are really the radicals in this nation. And that's a true statement of fact. That's not something that I'm making up, or as Joe would say, hyperbole. I don't even think he knows what that word means, quite frankly. But the reality is that we've lost that kinship that made America the greatest. Now, the rest of the world seems to forget that until we jumped in World War II, the trajectory of that particular war was that they'd all be speaking German today. But we jumped in. After the Japanese hit Pearl Harbor, we jumped right in, and we said, enough is enough. It's time to step up. And America was the greatest country ever. Now we're not. And I don't know why we decided not to be the greatest country, because unfortunately, when America doesn't lead, the rest of the world is in chaos. And how do I know that? Well, look around the world. Look what's going on. They're lobbing missiles back and forth between Israel. Sudan is out of control. China's taking over the rest of the world. Russia's invading Ukraine. And this is about to be the larger Third World War. Everybody says it's just a territorial dispute. They don't understand what's going on then. If they're saying that, they don't understand that what's going on. If you think for a second that Russia decided to go into Ukraine because Joe Biden was so strong as a president, you need to get a reality check. Yes, I can do that here. Come in, we'll do a reality check for you. We have a reality check meter. I'm patenting it as we speak. Because we are so out of touch with reality in this country and our policies. It has gone berserk. But as I promised, right before, I'm going to run into the New York City subway. I'm taking my life into my own hands. I understand that. For those of you who are unfamiliar, I'll give you a little background on the New York City subway. It's one of the largest subways, and probably, I think, one of the oldest. But it's also one of the most prolifically dangerous. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, okay, you have probably the best trained police force in the country, the New York City NYPD. They are the best trained. They are the best officers. But here's the problem. You have Eric Adams as the mayor. And before that, you had the knucklehead de Blasio. He was a known communist, a known socialist, and he basically turned his back on the NYPD. And here's what you have. You have officers who go to work every day, and trust me, what they make in their first year is abysmal in terms of salary in New York. And how they actually live in New York with that salary is amazing. They probably all live with their parents when they start out. But they start in this particular position as an officer, and they want to do good. Cops don't become cops, despite what the radical media would tell you, because they want to beat people up or they want to knock people around. Cops become people who give back to the community more than the community will ever give to them. I have had the privilege and the honor of serving with a bunch of police officers as chief counsel, and I can tell you that these individuals are selfless. They would lay themselves down and take a bullet for other people. And here's the really amazing part. People they don't even know. When you see gunshots in these different situations, and everyone's running away from the gunshots, what do? They run towards the gunshots. They run towards the danger. Just like firefighters. Our first responders. We never give them enough. We never give them enough quality of our thanks. We never give them enough quality and salary. We just somehow, we just think that they should be there because that's what their job is. Well, let me tell you something. Their job doesn't require them to do anything. Their job just requires them to go around and respond to things that have already happened. But you see, when you back a police force and you give them the ability to intervene, and here's the key, prior to things happening. Because remember something. Police are reactive. If you do not give them the right tools, methods, and the backing by this moronic mayor, Eric Adams, if an officer comes to a scene, and here's the other great thing, you also need a prosecutor. You have somebody by the name of Alvin Bragg, who is a disgrace to not only the legal profession, but the district attorney's profession. Well, let me tell you something. Thank goodness he's gone after Donald Trump. Thank goodness he's taken Trump out, because he was a danger to everyone on the subway and everyone on the street, because he's probably running around punching people in the head, stealing cars, shooting people. Yeah, that's Donald Trump. You didn't know that? Just ask Alvin Bragg. He'll tell you. That was the critical thing that Alvin Bragg needed to do. He needed to get Donald Trump. Well, gee, there you go. But now let's look at some statistics. Statistics. Boy, that word's tough to say. Some statistics in New York. Alvin Bragg's office. So every 49% or 52% of felonies in the city are reduced to misdemeanors. And then roughly 49% of those cases are lost by Bragg's office. Do the math. Successful, isn't he? The Harvard graduate. Harvard would be so proud of him to understand what he's doing to the city. So when your tourism is falling like a rock and the people are just fleeing the city like it was on fire, like it was Atlanta, when CNN went and said, nothing to see here, just an entire block of peaceful protesters on fire. But here's what happened this week in New York City. For those of you who have been living under a rock. New York City, tragedy. Okay? A gentleman by the name of Neely, whose family all of a sudden, miraculously, now they're concerned about him. They're concerned all of a sudden. After 42 arrests, an outstanding warrant currently, now they're concerned about him. Where were they when he didn't get the help he needed? Where were they when he had his outstanding warrant and they should have said, hey, you know what? You need to go turn yourself in because you have an outstanding warrant. You need to clean that up. No, they didn't do that. Why? Because quite frankly, like everybody else, they're full of spit. Okay? They just started, oh my goodness, I'm surprised. Where's that knucklehead, the other attorney who comes in and swoops up all the money from the cities? Well, where's he? Because I gather he's coming next. Yeah, you always got to have that lawyer who comes on board, jumps in there and says, oh my God, they let him down. Yeah, I'm sure it's the city's fault that he had 42 arrests. They probably drove him to crime, right? So they drove him to the crimes. That's it. He didn't do anything on his own. No responsibility. That's the problem. They want to take everybody away from the responsible person. Nobody's responsible for anything they do. How is that possible? This is what you have in New York. So what happens is a guy is acting erratic. And again, we don't have all the facts. I understand that. But we do have reported facts. And I did see a pretty clear video of what was going on. And I myself, as I was telling you before, have been in the subway. And when those doors close, and that little train tube, that little tube of terror, as I call it, begins to travel, you're in a tube of terror with a maniac. Yeah, you're there. The doors don't open. They don't open till the next station. So you are sitting there. And then the people in the car start to fade away from the crazy guy. But apparently this guy was so out of control and threatening people. What does it take, a split second for somebody to pull out a knife and stab 10 people on a subway car? In a heartbeat, things can go deadly wrong. So what do you do? Let's wait until he stabs one or two people. Well, let me ask you this, Alvin Bragg. Let me ask you this, Eric Adams. How many people are you willing to be stabbed and killed before someone can intervene in New York City? Let me hear your policy on that one. So what do we do? Do we wait until the crazy guy who's acting erratic, who's throwing things around, threatening people, do we wait until he pulls out a gun and fires 10 shots and kills 5 people? Or do we wait until he kills 8 people? Maybe we should use 7 as the number, because that's the number of bullets they give you in New York to use in your weapon. So maybe now what we should do is we should make it clear that the policy in New York is you have to shoot 7 people before a hero can intervene and stop a tragedy. Because up till 7 people dead, that's not a tragedy. According to Mary Garland, Mayor Adams, and of course, Alvin Bragg, our brilliant prosecutor. So what does Alvin Bragg do here? All right, so now the story is the Marine, former Marine, I should say, does what he's trained to do, protect people. He does what he is trained to do. Let me put that through you again, because apparently the people in charge in this city don't have hearing. They don't have ears. They don't understand what reality is like in the subway. Why? Because Bragg goes around with an armed detail. Wait a second, they have guns. Why do they have guns? Because he's scared spitless of what the damage can be done to him in a heartbeat by some crazy guy. But you, America, you, New York City, you little plebs, you're not entitled to protect yourself. Sorry, you're not worthy of the emperor and his protective gear. You know, and I used to watch Bloomberg do the same thing, surrounded by nine guys with automatic weapons and all sorts of weapons. And he wants to defend taking away everyone's guns. Why? Because these people are not affected by what we are. The everyday average person. So back to my case, and I'll finish up with the subway. You're in that little tube of terror. And a guy starts to go crazy. I can tell you, you want to talk about stress? You want to talk about post-traumatic stress? You want to talk about nightmares you're going to have of people trying to kill you? Ride the subway for a couple of days. See what goes on. Because despite the fact that our cops are fantastic, they're not backed by their people who lead them. They're not backed by the mayor. So does a cop want to get involved in anything? No. No. He wants to go, walk around, drive around, not get involved in anything that could end his career in a heartbeat. And they did away with qualified immunity, which was just simply brilliant. So now, you expect the cops to jump in like they used to and to protect people? No. Unless they're going to wait until things are over, calm down, because you know what? They don't want to get involved. They don't want to have to put somebody in a chokehold. They don't want to have to... Oh, wait, I'm sorry. They outlawed chokeholds for the New York NYPD. And by the way, Alvin Bragg doesn't prosecute resisting arrest. That's a great idea. So now, if you are being arrested in New York, you can run, you can kick the crap out of the ever-living crap out of the cop, and nothing's going to happen to you anymore. Nothing, because that's not a charge anymore under Alvin Bragg, the genius. So what you have an out-of-control city, an out-of-control crime problem, and you have nothing going on to change that. You have the liberal nutballs who are yelling up and down, and this is what goes on. So now this Marine comes in. He's in the subway, and clearly this guy is acting erratic. And if I didn't tell you to go see the video online. So he goes, and he protects the people in that subway car from being injured and possibly shot, stabbed, or worse. Okay, because you don't need to stab anybody. You don't need to kill anybody. You could just punch them in the eyeball, and they lose an eye. You know, what is the difference? The difference is you have to take action. Well, sorry, now Bragg has taken away the heroes in this city. Because I can tell you right now, anyone who steps up and helps someone in this city is completely crazier than the people who are doing the damage and committing the crimes. Because why would you even do that? You're going to be charged with a crime. So he's acting erratically, harassing, throwing garbage, and threatening other passengers on the train. Now, the guy who takes all the felonies and knocks him down decides now he's going to charge this particular Marine with second-degree manslaughter. Okay? Second-degree manslaughter. That carries 3.5 to 15 years of possible jail time. Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful? But what's more interesting to me in the legal system is instead of bringing it to a grand jury and laying out the facts of this case, what did the left achieve? What did the knuckleheads achieve in the subway? And I don't know if you also know, and I'll tell you, is this week there were protests all over the place. There were protests jumping up and down, people left and right, stopping up subways, they were jumping on the tracks, they were creating chaos. And they created the chaos for a reason, because they wanted this idiot, Alvin Bragg, to do exactly what he did. is to file charges, okay? Just like they did with Jose Alba. Yeah, remember Jose Alba? Remember that? So they filed charges against the deli owner who was attacked by a guy who was trying to kill him, and he got the jump on the guy and killed him, but they put him in Rikers Island for 2 weeks. Good idea. Great idea, isn't it? Isn't that fantastic? Just absolutely amazing. So now Neely, who's the former Marine, jumps in, tries to subdue the guy. And I saw the video. He's down on the floor. He's got the guy in what appears to be somewhat of a chokehold. And there are two other people. Two other people trying to also help restrain this guy. So let me ask you this. Did Neely get up in the morning and say, hey, I'm going to go get a guy on the subway and choke him out and kill him? Or do you think what he was doing was protecting the rest of the passengers? And by the way, little known facts, there were 5 911 calls made prior to Neely getting involved, or at the same time that Neely got involved, because the guy was going that crazy and threatening people who felt so intimidated and so in danger that they needed to call 911. But you didn't hear about that, did you? Why? Because it doesn't fit the narrative. So here we go. So now, all these people in New York, who I can't understand how all these people have time to protest because none of them have jobs. They're all out protesting. They're jumping on the subway tracks. They're holding up subway cars. They're preventing people from going to work. But they don't care. They don't care because they're out protesting. These are paid knuckleheads. Because otherwise they couldn't live, right? They have to be paid. They have to do something for a living. So what do? So they jump on the tracks. They're, and as one of the New York City's finest, and I hate to say it, one of the upper crusty management, Madry, M-A-D-D-R-E-Y, he says they were just elevating their voices. As I saw the video of them fighting with the police, jumping on the subway tracks, and by the way, there was a firebomb found in the little crowd of elevated voices. So while they're elevating their voices and committing crimes, they're trying to de-escalate things by letting them do it. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that great? New York City, welcome to the world of protesting, where we give you plenty of room to protest, destroy things, break up, do what you want, fight with the police, and no charges. But hey, if you intervene in New York City, be it known, now, and they should put a big poster as you enter the subway, please be advised, and I'll give them the specific wording, I'll give it to them for free. Please be advised, if you intervene in a crime, you will be charged with a crime. That's what they should put at the beginning of the subway entrance. So how do you feel, America, about this? How do you feel about a Marine who saved people on a terror tube, better known as the New York City subway, and now he's being charged with second-degree manslaughter? What do you think about that? Let me know, because I'd be interested, because you know what? Like I said, I like to hear both sides of the story, even though I may disagree. So now we have this, let's protect the people from the elements of bad people. No, not anymore. Not New York City. Forget it. No way. Because you're going to get arrested. You're going to be in trouble. And that is going to be your fate. The heroes are no more. There are no more heroes. You know, I heard something that my favorite line this week was that I heard on the television. I don't remember who said it. But it was the truth in little sentences. And here it is. I'll give it to you for free. My favorite line of the week. The toothpaste aisle in CVS. Nope, I'll give that to you later. Never mind. I'm going to give that to you later. I'm going to stick with my New York City subway. So now they're charging this guy with a crime. Why? What did he do wrong? Someone please explain to me what he did wrong. And here's what Bragg did, which was interesting. Instead of going to a grand jury, bringing it directly to a grand jury and see if they would indict him, which is, listen, it's very possible. They may go. You know, they may do that. And, hey, what do they want to do? What do you want to do here? America, I'm giving you the choice. I'm asking America, what do you want to do? Do you want to lock up all your heroes and let out the bad guys? Let the criminals roam free? And by the way, this guy had 42 prior arrests and an outstanding warrant. That was 2 years old. Critical, isn't it? Well, people will say, well, the Marine didn't know that. How could he possibly know that? You're right. He didn't know that. But what he did see is what was going on in that car at the time, what the threats were to the people around him. And he acted in the only way he knew how to act, is to protect people. That's what he was trained for. And we have a veteran in our studio here that knows that that's what he was trained for. But we disregard all that. So Bragg brings this felony complaint. Instead of going to a grand jury first and seeing if there would even be a charge. Why? Because he wanted the perp walk. And the gentleman nearly turned himself in this morning. I think it was to the 5th Precinct down in Chinatown. And they did, of course, the perp walk. The guy's not a criminal. The guy's a hero. Do you put Batman in jail for taking out the criminals? Is that what you now want to do? Put away the Gotham City bat light. Are you kidding me? Get out the bat signal, because you certainly need it in New York City. You better get more than one bat signal. But when you let the criminals reign free, this is what happens. You took away the police. You defunded them by $1 billion. And I had an argument months ago with someone about that. They didn't believe that they took $1 billion out of the budget. Yeah, they did. There was proof of it. If you don't believe me, go look it up. And I'll use the DuckDuckGo. Because Google will track you forever if you look them up. But the reality is, people, we are losing control of this country. We have lost control of this country. And this is a very serious thing. I want you to take note. When you go into that subway, and most people who could afford it left the city. And we are going to be suffering for years to come in New York City, because the money base in the city, which formed the basis of all their ridiculous taxes, that's leaving, because people don't need to be in a particular place anymore to operate with all this remoteness. And here's your next issue, New York City. You're going to have trillions of dollars of real estate unrented. And when all these buildings come up to refinance your $100 million tax rent rolls and they're gone, how are you going to refinance your buildings? Yeah, welcome to New York City. But I'm going to go back to my subway tragedy, because I cannot get that out of my head. We have to establish some kind of rational process that we have to do in this country in order to intervene. You cannot have people, you know, if you see somebody, let's say you see a woman being raped in the city, and now you jump at that guy and you take him from behind and you choke him out, are you now liable? You're intervening in a felony, and now you're liable. This is the world under Alvin Bragg. This is upside-down justice system that has come, the wheels have come off. You know, we talk about America falling down and it can't get up. The justice system, there is none. It's completely disintegrated. It has completely disintegrated. What started out as a great idea to decriminalize certain things has now gone overboard. And why? Because the conservatives sat back. I haven't heard anything but yap, yap, yap out of all of the people in this country. All the people that the conservatives sent to the Senate, to the Congress, they're all yapping. Nobody's doing anything. What are we doing? Oh, I keep hearing, we've put out subpoenas and they haven't responded to the subpoenas. Listen, reality check, Republicans. The DOJ is not going to intervene. This is not the Democrats. Okay? You've lost that. You screwed up. Okay? And it's disappointing to me as a conservative to see these people in office doing zippity-doo-dah. So, in New York City now, Alvin Bragg takes this guy in and charges him. Instead of going to a grand jury, like I said, and I'll say it again, go to the grand jury. Okay? Listen. It's a New York City, it's conservative, but these people have been on the subway, most of them. Most of them understand what a terror tube is. They understand when that door closes, you're in an enclosure with some nutball who's about to take half that subway car out. And Alvin Bragg is perfectly okay with that. Because remember, he hasn't killed seven people yet, which is that number that Alvin Bragg has in his mind, I think. My opinion. You got to kill seven people before it's okay to intervene. So remember that now. Any heroes still left in New York City, anyone who wants to think of intervening, don't you dare until seven bodies have piled up for Bragg to count. And if he counts six, you're going to be arrested. So it better be seven. Make sure seven are gone before you intervene. You don't get to choose which ones. No, that's not your problem. Let him choose. Let the bad guy choose. So if there's a mass shooting, don't get involved until seven people are dead. Welcome to Alvin Bragg world. But this is what you wanted in New York City, right? You put this guy in board. You put him in there. You said, do this. This is what we want. Progressive criminal justice. Well, what does that mean? Turn him loose, Bruce? Yeah. The no bail system? How's that working out for everybody? 42 arrests, one pending warrant. Welcome to New York City. How many people have been struck in the head while they're just walking down the street? How's the carjacking? How's that going? What are we going to, at what point in this country are we going to turn around and say, enough? We've had enough. What do we do? People keep asking me, well, what do we do? Well, we've done nothing so far as conservatives. The Republicans have done nothing whatsoever. They're investigating. You already knew what the conclusion was in the investigation, but nothing's going to happen from your investigation. They're ignoring your subpoenas. They're ignoring your letters. Did you get the picture yet? Find something that's effective. At least I can turn around and say, huh, they finally did something. And then here's my other problem with this particular case in New York City. Immediately, without even a thought in their brainless head, Ona Presley, Occasional Cortex, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, went straight to the race card. It's a white Marine versus a what? What's a white Marine doing? Oh, my God. It was a African-American that he got, right? Well, what's that called? Ooh, that's bad, right? Well, let's talk about that a little bit. What do? So you have a guy threatening people, right? And that's okay, right? No problem here. But what's the reality? Now, I'm going to give you some information that I'm sure you haven't heard. Something that probably nobody knew of. Because guess what? Your lamestream media doesn't report it because to them, it doesn't fit the narrative. Wake up. They don't follow the narrative. It doesn't get reported. So here's what I saw. Here's what I found. Reported by the Washington Examiner this week. Did you ever hear, you heard of Jordan Neely, right? He's the black man who was killed for being just a nice guy on the subway, right? Somebody just grabbed him and three people held him down and they killed him for no reason at all. That's what the media wants you to believe. That's what they want you to believe. But what's the real story? Where is the story here? So immediately, as I said, so they went to the cult of the race card. They pulled the race card right out of their wallets and they said, here it is, race card. White Marine kills a black man. A black man has the right to live. Well, yes, but not if he's trying to kill other people. But you see, no one thought of that at the moment when you were in that terror tube as a racism issue. They thought of it as, this guy's going crazy. I don't care whether he's black or white. He's going crazy, and he's trying to hurt people. That was the issue. Racism never entered into anybody's mind. And I can bet you, you can put them all under oath, and you can put them all under a lie detector, and they will all tell you racism never entered their mind. They never said, oh, my God, this white guy is attacking a black guy. But I will tell you something that you've never heard. You ever hear the name London Hathcock? How about James McDaniel? Anybody ever hear of them? No. Nobody. You know why? Because those were two white guys who got shot by Carlton Guilford in Oklahoma last week. Now, what was weird about that is that you didn't hear about that? Why not? A guy executed two other people. You didn't hear about it. Well, I'll tell you why you didn't hear about it. Because Carlton Gifford was a black man who shot two white guys, Hathcock and McDaniel. But you didn't hear about that. And how do I know it was a black-on-white crime? Well, because Tulsa police charged him with two counts of first-degree murder. Not manslaughter in the second degree. First-degree murder. You would think that might make a headline news, right? Nope. So they charged him. And what else did they charge him with? They also charged him with intent to kill and one count of malicious intimidation or harassment. What a deal. What a deal. Why was that not reported by the news? This was an interracial homicide, a couple weeks apart. One of them got protests and mainstream media coverage like it was a presidential race. The other one, you never even heard of. So your legacy media, they are the pundits. They are the liars in chief. They are the people that create hate crimes. And how do they do that, and why do they do that? Because it's politically advantageous. So now, all of a sudden, they're trying to shape Neely's death as a hate crime. Well, Hathcock and McDaniel's death were actually hate crimes. They were actual hate crimes. You didn't hear about that. Not one peep. Zero. Because it doesn't fit the narrative. It's a crime against whites. But that's not a crime then, right? Not in the legacy media. But why is that even important? It's not important. It's not important at all. Because at that time, as I said, nobody was thinking, this crazy guy Neely, acting irrational, is a black guy, oh my God. And a white guy should jump in. Or a black guy should jump in. Well, the reality was that two other people jumped in and helped Neely hold them down. And those two people were not of the white Caucasian race. Wow, what a shocker. But you didn't hear about that. And they weren't charged with a crime. Well, wait a second. If I go do a bank robbery with two people, and I shoot someone and kill them, the two people who I dragged along with me, they get charged with something. Why was this not done that way? Why? Because it doesn't fit the narrative that Bragg wants to bring. He can get out there, do his little press conference, destroy the rest of New York City by doing this. And that's great. That's fantastic. If that is your goal, to destroy New York City. But this guy is the prosecutor. He's not the judge and not the jury. So why didn't he go to a grand jury? Why did he file a felony complaint? That's a great question. I think we need to ask Alvin Bragg that. Because you know what? Mr. Penny, as far as I'm concerned, is a hero. He served this country honorably, and now he continued to serve his country honorably by intervening and saving lives. But instead of getting the key to the city and an award and a certificate, he gets a criminal complaint. You want to know why the city is so screwed up? You want to know why this country is in trouble? This is why. This is exactly why. Because you cannot get a breath from the media that's true. You cannot get a breath from the media that's not an out-and-out lie. Because that's what they want you to hear. What the Democrats and what the Biden administration, and I use that term loosely, has realized that when they control the media, they can control the country. Because 99% of the people get their information from the media. So if the media is giving you garbage, they used to have a statement. We used to say, garbage in, garbage out. That's what's going on. So I'm going to tell you what I want you to hear, not what the reality is. There is no reality other than what they tell you. Because as I said, most people in this country are actually working and being productive. And when they get home, they listen to the media. They turn on the little news station and they go, oh, okay. So when you have somebody like AOC and Ayanna Pressley jumping out, and these people need to be thrown out of their office. Ask what have they done for their people. In 10 minutes, I bet you couldn't list three things. So what we're going to do is we're going to jump right back into this. We're going to take a short break. Stand by. You're going to love it when we come back. Hang on.
This is America's Web Radio. Would you like to have a show, talk about your business, or express your opinion on America's Web Radio? Just email gm@americaswebradio.com and we'll get back to you. Thank you.
Since the 1960s, J.C. Taylor has been America's premier specialty insurance provider for classic cars, antique autos, modified, and custom vehicles. Our customers have trusted us to protect their prized possessions for more than six decades. For more information, or to receive a quote, contact our expert team today by calling 888-ANTIQUE or by visiting our website at jctaylor.com/AWR. That's 888-268-4783. Or visit jctaylor.com/AWR. Drive through time with peace of mind. J.C. Taylor.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, join me, Roger B., every Tuesday at 1400 hours right here on America's Web Radio for the Locked and Loaded Show. We will talk about guns, weapons, ammo, gun accessories, prepping, and so much more. So be sure to join us every Tuesday at 1400 or 2 p.m. for Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
Mark, I wanted to break in here for a second and just mention the fact that, one, thank you for doing 2 hours on this, and the fact that I would like to appeal to veterans to call Bragg's office and just simply say, let my brother go, my veteran brother, my Marine brother, let him go. And, you know, this is what we find with a lot of our veteran shows. You know, only 1% of our country ever takes and has the fortitude to raise their right hand and say, I will protect and defend. And many of, over the years, have given the ultimate sacrifice. And it's just like our first responders that go into battle, be it a traffic accident, be it a shooting, at a domestic dispute, whatever it happens to be. How many of the rest of us civilian chickens would go in and go to places that we don't know what we're about to get into? Yes, I raised my hand. Yes, I'm a veteran. But, you know, you look at this gentleman that he was the first to respond to a wacko, and now he's being, in my opinion, unjustly crucified for being a man that will stand up. Where were the rest of the men on that subway? Why weren't they standing up? Well, it's the same example of only 1% of the nation will take the oath to protect our nation and protect it for the people that won't jump in. And yet here he is being, by an asshole, Bragg. He is nothing but a jerk and should be thrown out of the bar. He should be thrown out of the office. And we should let our Marine go. And as you said, he's a hero. If anybody else, and you, there were other people that jumped in after he had grabbed him, but yeah, you know, yes, I'm appalled at what's going on. And America's Web Radio 100% stands behind our Marine in New York. And if they start a GoFundMe, we will support that. We will let you know about it. And he should be walking out of, you know, it's amazing. Bragg lets everybody else out. They can be murderers on the street. They can be robbers caught with the Nikes in their hand. And they're a turnstile. They're out before the police can write the report. That's what kind of idiot Bragg is. And he should be kicked out of office. And we're going to support that Marine any way that we can. I've got one other little story that I want to tell quickly. We had one of our shows taken off of YouTube. YouTube notified us, and we checked it out. And this goes back. This was a 2020 show, okay? 2020, the Doctor's Lounge. YouTube took it off or out yesterday because of they felt like it was the truth wasn't being told from our doctors. Come to find out, everything that was said has been proven to be true. Everything. Everything that this one doctor said has been proven to be true about masks, on and on. But this is how sick our country is and how sick the media in general is. To take off a program that was aired 3 years ago and to take off a program that they were saying we were putting out, you know, that it was fiction, it wasn't true, and all this stuff. That has, every word has been proven to be true. So, folks, that's what you're dealing with YouTube. We don't use them anymore, nor will we ever use them again. So, with that said, back to you, Mark.
Lost control of this country. We've completely lost control of the country. The radicals have taken a position, and they've held that position, and we are powerless. That's what the problem is. We put a number of morons in office on both sides. But the radicals of the left are so much more powerful, and believe it or not, are completely organized, 100% more organized than any of the opposition. So when this went on in New York City, and I'm livid. I'm furious. I can't explain to you how upset I am about this. Because I've been in that subway car when somebody's acted erratically. And you're wondering, am I going to have to take my briefcase or my pencil and use it as a weapon and try to defend myself from some idiot with a knife? And guess what? Until you get to that next station, you're on your own, folks. So when you see somebody doing this, you should thank this guy. It's like when you see cops on the subway, thank them. Buy them a coffee. Say, I appreciate what you're doing, because God knows they don't get paid enough. But here's a guy who didn't get paid for doing this and did it because that's what Marines do. That is the hierarchy. That is the honor. That is the notion of service, which normal people don't understand. And certainly all the rest of these knuckleheads who were in office in New York City don't care and don't understand. It's pathetic. This city has become pathetic. It is dangerous. It is filthy. It is disgusting. And they seem to be okay with it. And like I said, the people with the money are leaving. See ya. Goodbye. It's like California. Everybody's getting out of there. But here's the question. Are you going to take your stupid voting values with you? Are you going to take your nonsense with you and try to change the place that you're leaving, getting out of because you hate it, and then go to a new place where conservatives have made it a beautiful place, like Texas? And you're going to turn Texas into a garbage pail. Is that what you're going to do next? Because let me tell you something. In this country, if the conservatives don't get organized, and I hate to say it, you know, I keep hearing, what's that guy, Hannity, and there's a bunch of them on Fox News that always say, I'm not in favor of boycotts, I'm not in favor of pressuring companies. Well, guess what, guys? You're losing the fight. Stop taking the high road. Get down where the action is. Get involved. Start doing what they do. Okay? This morning, I saw this guy come out of the Fifth Precinct, and there was not a giant mob of people supporting him. There should have been people yelling and screaming. And wait a second, let me get that straight. Raising their voices. That's the new term for rioting. Raising their voices. When you go onto a subway track and you stop a subway train from coming into the station, and you fight with the police, and you stop people from going to work in the morning, that's violence. That's violence.
And that needs to be stopped. But we don't do that anymore. We let the left, we give them the breathing room. And they call that de-escalation. You know how to de-escalate something like that? You arrest everybody who's on that track and you put them in jail for a year. That's how you de-escalate things. You want to get rid of the gun problem in New York City? Stop putting on gun laws everywhere. Stop letting people carry guns who don't have licenses. And let people who do have licenses and do have training carry guns. And you'll see a change in the city. But they're too dumb to understand that because they're stuck on stupid in this country. That's a problem. How do you become like that? Well, you put people like AOC in office, Iona Presley, and the other morons on the left side, the radicals, Cori Bush. She spent, what, $250,000, something like that, on security for her person? I didn't get that. Can I write that off? Well, no, because they created the situation, and now they want to be above it. They want to be out of it. And go to Nancy Pelosi's house. Even though the wall didn't work, she's got a 10-foot wall around her house, but walls don't work. Yeah, I've heard that one before. Why they stand behind the walls and they put up fences at the Capitol building. Yeah, walls don't work. Give me a freaking break. Do you think America is that stupid? Because we are certainly acting that dumb. We are certainly acting like a bunch of morons. And here we went again. This week again. Okay, well, actually, last week, Allen, Texas, at the mall, shooting. Okay? Boom. What happened? A bad guy with a gun. What a great idea. Well, who was he stopped by? A good guy with a gun. So in Allen, Texas, 9 killed, 7 injured. And here's the other thing in Texas again. Guy with a car. Ran over 7 people, 11 injured. Should we outlaw cars now? Do we take away cars? Oh, wait, they have a utilitarian purpose. So we're going to leave them there. Well, what about forks? What if somebody goes around and stabs 10 people with a fork? Do we get rid of forks? They're missing the point in the whole problem. It's not the weapon. It's not the instrumentality. It is the person using the instrumentality. And the idiots were yelling again, take away, and CNN puts them up, and MSNBC puts them on TV. The idiots yelling, take away the Second Amendment. It was when flintlocks were in effect. Okay, well, in that case, well, anything printed not in a printing press should not have freedom of the press then. Because back then it was all printing presses, right? Remember that? Anything you produce now without a printing press specifically should not be covered by the First Amendment. Well, that's what they'd love. They would love that, wouldn't it? Just go back to stuck on stupid. That's where they go. So you have all that going on, and once again, we're back to the same argument. Take away the guns from the good guys. That's not the answer, you morons, you moronic imbeciles in this country. It's not the answer. And first of all, that's not the problem, okay? If I have a flood, I don't put up solar panels. That's not going to solve my flood. You're talking about irrelevant things. Taking guns away from good people is not going to cure your gun problem. Oh, there's not going to be guns on the street. Welcome to the real world, genius. There's guns everywhere. The bad guys don't go to the gun store. You do realize that, right? I hope so. Because your elected officials don't realize that. They believe that everybody goes to a gun store to get the guns. Yes. You know, you got to wonder sometimes. You really got to wonder. You know, it's like the parking garage collapses, and it's the street's fault. It's not the person who forgot about the violations and disregarded that. It was the street's fault, because that was the instrumentality. The street collapsed. So let's sue the street. When you keep having idiots in charge, you're going to get the same vile garbage. You're going to get the same failed policies, and nothing's ever going to get done. Okay? Yes, there's a gun problem in this country. No, there is not a gun problem in this country, because you were all going, yes, yes. No, there's a mental health issue. And keep letting people jump on TikTok and keep letting them see people in the movies. How many movies have you turned on this week and seen people shooting each other? How many movies did you see where people are just shooting up everything? Guns in every single movie that I've seen lately. Guns, guns, guns everywhere. But we don't address that because, guess what? their Democratic donors in Hollywood, and that sells movies. You want to take guns out of society? Stop making it okay for everybody to look at things where they're shooting up people and killing them. Stop making mamby-pamby movies. They won't be very popular, but hey, at least people won't be shooting each other in the movies, making it okay, right? That makes more sense than trying to take guns away from the good guys to get to the bad guys somehow. We have to admit in this country that we have a mental health problem. We have to get that done. And every one of these cases that I've seen so far, there are significant indicators of a mental illness. Now, why don't they have that in a database? Why isn't that shared when you go to buy a gun? Why? This is a simple fix. Not taking it away from everybody, but making sure that the people that have an issue don't get one. Gee, there's a novel idea. Isn't that smart? Well, hey, we don't want our government doing things that are smart. We don't want our officials doing things that could solve a problem, because then they won't be able to use it for the upcoming elections. Wow. What would they talk about then? Imagine if our government actually solved problems. How would that be? You know, I watched Karine Jean-Pierre flopsy-mopsy at the podium. She's gone half flopsy-mopsy lately. But she's completely oblivious to the facts of everything. I mean, I watched the words coming out of her mouth, and I'm like, there's a concept of having your brain engaged before your mouth is in gear that she completely has lost. She seems to have escaped from reality. Maybe it's, I don't know, maybe it's something they're doing at the White House. Everybody has those escape from reality classes. Because the things that come out of her mouth lately are so bizarre. It is just, you know, they were talking about vouchers for airlines now. If you miss a flight, they have to give you vouchers and pass along new hotels and everything else. Brilliant idea. That ought to help the common man, Joe. And what do you think the airlines are going to do to cover the costs of that? Oh, wait a second. Money doesn't come out of thin air. No, it only comes out of thin air when you're the government, because you just print up some more. The airlines actually have to cover costs. So what are they going to do? That $350 ticket's now going to be $400, because if they're late due to weather or something ridiculous, or they have a scheduling problem, or they have a pilot problem, well, now they got to give you a free hotel or a free voucher for travel. So remember something. Remember something very important in this life that our politicians always forget. There is no free anything. Someone has to pay for it. Someone has to pay for it. And you know who that is? Us. So, you know what? When you think about the New York City terror tube and you think about this Maureen Neely, pray for this guy and pray for America, because we are in deep trouble. And those of you in the military better stand up for this guy, and you better rally around him just like you would in any other situation. Don't let it go. Don't let it go, because your voices unheard are a problem. Your voices in the military, if you let this guy go down for doing what he was trained to do and for helping others, and not only the military, everyone else in this city who has ever been in a terror tube in the subway and felt that intimidation should stand up and go yell at Bragg's office. Go yell at him. Let him know that you are unhappy with this stupid decision. Let him know that how idiotic this is. When you kill all the heroes in the city, you have nothing left but zeros. Put that down in your little Bible book, Bragg. Kill the heroes, you got nothing but zeros. You will have a crime wave of abysmal statistics. Worse than what you have now. Because your statistics in New York City for crime, oh boy. If this guy was in private practice, he'd be out of his job in 20 minutes already. It's ridiculous. So let's now look at my other favorite topic this week. Title 42. Oh my goodness, what's that? Oh yeah, we used to be able to turn people around at the border and send them back home. Well, border. I use that term loosely. Border. It's like a screen door on a submarine. It's going to keep out the water. Uh-huh. Yeah, put on your cloth mask to keep rid of the coronavirus. Yeah, we all know that worked. How'd that go? The coronavirus ran its course and it's gone, right? But keep wearing your masks. The funny people I love, the people I have to laugh, I have to tell you, I still see people in New York City outside, not where anyone else is, wearing masks. They really don't understand this disease. They don't understand the virus. It's just pretty amazing. But Title 42, which allowed us to turn around migrants or invaders, however you want to look at it, at the border, or what used to be a border, it's no longer a border, it's just a hole. We just keep letting people through. You know, 6.5 million since Biden's been in office. He's been in office, what, 843 days? Are you kidding me? So, Mayorkas said the border is under control and he has a plan. Well, thank goodness for that. Thank goodness for that. That's like saying Joe Biden is going to deter Russia from going in because he's putting sanctions on them. He's going to deter Russia from going into Ukraine. Somehow I must have missed that schedule because they just marched right into Ukraine. But here we go. So we have this idiot saying the border is under control and we're fully prepared for Title 42 to expire. So how's that working out? Let's give you some numbers here. Since Biden's been in office, 6.5 million people poured into this country. Now, 14 months in a row, we have over 200,000 per month people invading America. We don't even know who these people are. We have no way of vetting them. They're coming from countries all over the world. And guess what? Do you think any of them are going to be terrorists in America? Think about it. 6.5 million people. If 0.05% of them are terrorists, let's say 0.01% are terrorists, people in America, we are in trouble. So these brainless fools who are running this job, and I got to tell you, this is a Republican problem just as well. You know, they could have done something early on. They really could have. And you know what? The Democrats are masters of bringing lawsuits. They stopped Trump from building the wall. They tied him up in court, left, right, and center. Where are the Republicans? Did they go on vacation again? Are they in their hometowns? Because they're not doing anything. They're investigating. Oh, that's right. I forgot. They're investigating. So what do you do when you're investigating and doing nothing? Well, you give Karine Jean-Pierre. On Monday, she said, the border crisis, and I quote, is a manufactured crisis by the Republicans in Congress. Think about that for a second. Karine Jean-Pierre, spokesperson for the White House, said, the border crisis is a manufactured crisis by the Republicans in Congress. So, what did the Republicans do? What did they do? It's the same thing that went on in New York City. A bunch of loudmouths jumped onto the tracks, protested, created a mass of destruction, a mass of confusion, a mass of just literally stopping trains, and Bragg caved and said, oh, I'm going to file a felony complaint and get this guy in right away. That'll stop him. That'll stop him, right? Nah, I don't need to go to a grand jury. Why? Because it shuts up the left wing. They're very effective at what they do because they create violence. And I'm not advocating, I'm not telling you to go out and be violent, but you have to oppose a force in order to keep things equal. One force that's ramrodding everything through and getting done what they need to do by violence and intimidation. And nobody's pushing back. Where is the outrage of everybody in this country? Where is the outrage of everybody in this city? At Alvin Bragg's office, at the courthouse, raising their voices, as the police chief said. Raising their voices. Where are they? Where are the military people? Where are the American people who ride the terror tube? Take 5 minutes out of your busy day and protect yourself. Go let your voice be heard. Go. Because if not, you're silenced and you're over. You're done. So now 42 gone. Okay, so what do we got here? Well, Biden's making money. He says, yeah, $10 million so far, 9 people in his family, roughly 20 LLCs that they have found. pushing money back and forth and all to the grandchildren and to everybody else in the family. But no. Nothing's going on here. Nothing to see here. So how's that going? How's that investigation? So Comer came out and he said, I thought it was going to be like this earth-shattering, oh my God, they got him. And what do we got? It's a retreaded tire. Just put some dressing on the outside. It looks much better, but it's a retreaded tire. Listen, guys, Republicans, when you got something, give me a call. Because right now, you have as much chance of getting Biden in trouble as Donald Trump has of beating a New York jury. Okay? It's not going to happen. Hey, listen, any lawsuit you bring in New York City, it's going to be a winner for anybody who's not got a D next to their name. They're going to fall. Okay? That's another case I'll talk about briefly in a little bit. But so Biden now, we have 100,000 Americans, over 100,000 Americans dead from fentanyl, which is pouring, literally over our border. They say, oh, our fentanyl seizures are up. Yo, idiots. The fentanyl seizures are up because they keep pushing it over the border. So they're going to give you whatever they care. They don't care what you take. They care what they get over the border. But they don't understand that at the border. The idiot, Mayorkas, he deserves to be drawn and quartered. There's something wrong with this guy. If he believes what he says, he's out of his mind. We have a question or a comment. Come on, board.
Mark, you know, everything that you've talked about for since you started the show, I keep coming back to thinking about, and one of my heroes, as is a lot of folks, Ronald Reagan. And, you know, in all the situations that you've talked about, the border, the, you know, the transit, the everything, comes back to what Ronald Reagan said about peace through strength. And if we had, you know, instead of defunding the police, we ought to be doubling our funding of the police. Instead of closing, or instead of stopping the wall at the border, we should be building it like a bunch of little ants in an ant farm, you know? Instead of everything, like I said, peace through strength. And Ronald Reagan hit it on the head, and it covers so many issues.
But you see, what's interesting to me is, this is not, you know, at first, honestly, I thought it was just incompetence. I thought it was complete incompetence, because this is what you would get with an incompetent government entity. You would have a completely disordered border. But that's not the point. The point is, I think they're doing this on purpose. I'm convinced that this is the direction that they have gotten, not from Biden, because he couldn't even get himself off a stage, let alone give direction to somebody. So I'm not even concerned with that. But Mayorkas is a complete buffoon. He's a 100% a blatant liar. And he gets away with it. Why does he get away with it? Because the media, who is supposed to be the opposition to government, the watchdog of government, remember something. This country, we broke away from England. And the media and the press was there to hold government accountable on behalf of the people. That's what the press's job was. That's where they became so entrenched in our society that people trusted them. People began to say, let's see what they have to say because that's important to me. And these days, they're not doing anything other than just lapping up the same crap that the White House is pushing out the front door. And they're okay with that. And that, to me, is the tragedy in this country right now. This is the downfall of the Democratic Republic. It's, first of all, Democratic Republics were meant to be run by people who were intelligent. People who cared about what the process was, what the purpose of this country was, what united this country. Remember, in the olden days, we had people who from coming all over the place. It wouldn't take an hour to get to Washington. It would take days, if not weeks sometimes, to get there. And news didn't travel instantaneously like it does today. So when you see these things, the only way that they can protect you from it, the media can, I should say, not protect us, but protect the idiots who are running this country from themselves, is to ignore things. How many times have you seen the border disorder on CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS? Nobody. The only guys who are covering it, I think Newsmax is covering it, Fox News has started. They have been covering it, but their coverage has kind of fallen apart lately. They're starting to go a little woke, I think. I hate to say it. I thought I'd never say it, but yeah, I think they're starting to lose themselves in the process. You know, all this crapola and what's happening to them is sad. You know, they had this problem, they have another problem, and now guess what? They're back in the same thing again. You know, so they say, well, DHS is going to prepare and they're going to put enforcement actions, the operation in El Paso, Texas. Uh-huh. Okay. So it said, let's see, beginning May 9th, U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents and officers, along with law enforcement partners from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, will conduct targeted enforcement operation in El Paso. Well, what did that mean? Well, that sounded great, didn't it? Didn't that sound awesome? That sounded like we're going to actually do something. Well, so what did they do? So Biden sent down 1,500 military. Well, okay, all right, now we're getting somewhere. You should put down 10,000 National Guard, but we thought we were getting somewhere. But what are the 1,500 to do? Little footnote, paper processing. So what is that going to do? You're going to have 20,000 people a day coming in this country. That's 600,000 a month. Biden's got another 2 years, roughly. We're in trouble. We are in serious trouble. Put into your community 100,000 people. Put 30,000 people into your school that don't speak English, that don't have any kind of grade level education. Put them into your schools. See how that's going to work. See whether or not that's going to drag the rest of the American education system down. Not that it's not flailing as it is now. The education system's falling apart. In most major cities, you have incompetency in students because of incompetent teachers. But how are you going to get competent teachers? Well, gee, you got to pay them. Just like you want competent cops, you got to pay them. You know who's learning that lesson? Seattle, Portland. All that great idea about, hey, defund the police, get rid of the police, reimagine the police. How's that working out for you? So there is no longer a border in this country, for those of you who don't know. The border is done. It's finished. We have become an open border nation. And what we're basically doing now is we are doing the mere appearance of a process. And what does that mean? Well, some of the people are going to get some paperwork that says, come back to the courthouse, check in at your local courthouse, check in at your local customs and border when you get to wherever you want to be. Because we're giving them free passage across the country everywhere. So this now nation is now a border state, the entire nation. So what do? Well, we have idiots in charge. This is the plan. This was the plan all along, folks. We should never accept this as Americans. How do you put 6.5 million people in our country without knowing who they are, where they want to go, what they are capable of doing? Now, most of these people want to work. They're probably hard workers, but they don't belong to this country. And the problem is that when people don't have a connection to your country, they don't have an allegiance to your country. Remember that? Pledge allegiance to the United States. Remember that? That gave us the grouping. Remember I talked about that earlier in the show. It gave us a connection. That's what creates a country, a connection to the people living here. When you live in your own society and you live in your own little bubble, you are not a part of this country. You have no connection to this country. You will not serve this country. You will not give to this country. You will not become a part of this country. You will live here, you will take your money, and you will send it overseas to wherever your country is. Welcome to the new America. But this is what the Democrats wanted. This is what the liberals wanted. And they're getting it. They're getting it right under our nose right now. And what are Republicans doing? Why weren't they bringing lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit to stop this from happening? Because they're lame. The Republican Party is lame. They have no justice in their blood. They just want to collect their paychecks. They want to bark out a couple of things, a bunch of talking heads in Washington. They're just as lame as the Democrats, except the Democrats have a plan and they're organized. And they don't really care about America. When I see people like AOC saying things like she did, it's ridiculous. It's absurd. It's disgusting. And quite frankly, I don't care what she has to say. She's such a little brainless idiot. Yeah, that's the same one who got rid of Amazon in her district because she was afraid of capitalism. Yeah, welcome to the barista world. But you see, you put these people in office and this is what you're going to get. This is what you're going to get. You're going to take heroes like that Marine. You're going to turn Mr. Penny into a criminal. And you know what? This is the problem, what you're missing. This is what's going to happen. And those of you who have kids will understand this. And those of you who have daughters, maybe you'll take this to heart and understand what I'm saying. Your daughter gets attacked on a subway train by somebody now. Who do you think's going to jump in? Who do you think's going to help her? Who's going to grab that guy and wrangle him and take him away from your daughter? You did it now. No one. Not one person. And you know whose blood is on his hands? It's Alvin Bragg. The blood is on his hands. And the blood is on Eric Adams' hands. And I got to tell you, I hate to say it, but the governor could have taken Bragg out, and she hasn't done that either. She's let him be. But you know what? The people in New York City, if this is what you want, good luck. Good luck if you make it through the dawn. Because now, I want to know, now you have the Neely lawyer jumped in. Oh, that's not an apology from Neely. You know, he put out a statement saying, I never intended to hurt the guy. He didn't intend to do anything. That guy created nothing. Neely created the situation. Neely put himself in jeopardy. Neely stepped into that car with the operation to do harm to other people. And Mr. Penny, the former Marine, stepped up like he did already before for this country. And he stepped up and he represented us proudly. And we better stand behind him as Americans. We need to be behind him. We need to make sure that he does not face stupidity in New York City. That's not justice in New York City, what's going on right now. To see him in handcuffs was absolutely an abomination of the justice system. It was absurd. This idiot Bragg didn't even go to a grand jury first. No, he brought it by felony complaint. Gee, what a shocker. Because if you present the evidence to a grand jury, they're going to throw you out on your butt. Because we've all been in those terror tubes. We've all been there when somebody went bonkers. And we all know what that situation is and how quickly it could devolve into a serious and deadly situation. You think Neely got up in the morning and said, hey, I'm going to kill myself a guy today in the New York City subway system? Not a chance in your life. And the stupidity of AOC and Ayanna Presley, those idiots for saying what they did, is absolutely absurd. You know, here was, let's see, whose statement was this? Yeah, this was the idiot AOC, okay? She writes, she tweets. There you go, tweets. Boy, that I'll tell you about that one day. Despite what Fox News wants you to believe, being afraid of an unarmed person is not a reason to kill them. We should never accept a society when such rationale becomes normal, especially when powerful incentives exist in politics and media to keep people afraid of each other. Is she a complete moron? She made that statement on May 6th of this year. She is a brainless moron. She really, you know, I got to tell you, I had zero respect for her beforehand, and now I'm just, I'm blown away by the lack of intelligence. You know, some people in Congress have zero intelligence. There are now people in Congress that have less than zero intelligence. They actually, there's a sucking sound coming out of her mind that craves information that she can turn into some wildly stupid statement. But an imbecilic statement like that is an incitement to stupidity, that she would even say something like that. And of course, she's one of the idiots who went right to the race card. Yeah. But I didn't hear her talking about the other case from Oklahoma, where the black guy shot two white guys. That I didn't hear a word about from any of these morons. So don't you dare sit there and tell me that this is a race issue. As I said before, not one of those people in that subway car who were thinking about death right there as this guy was going crazy, they were thinking, gee, this is a black guy and a white guy's got him. This is a racial issue. Please, Don't be idiots. America, you're smarter than that. At least for the brief appearance in the moment in time, don't be idiots like they are in New York City. So, we had the zero Biden administration. So right now we were looking to have a press conference from Joe Biden, and I guess we'll still be looking. I've called out the Marines, those who are not arrested, and they can't even find Biden's brain. They can't find him for a press conference. Imagine Joe Biden doing what Donald Trump did the other day. And I have to apologize. I did not see the CNN town hall, but I heard things about it. And it was just refreshing, I understand, to have a president who actually could put sentences together without a teleprompter and could actually answer questions and maybe even ride a bicycle. Who knows? Or maybe even go upstairs. That would be so refreshing, wouldn't it? But what did they do? Of course, they jumped on board. They jumped on board and they trashed Donald Trump again and again and again and again. So, of course, I would be remiss if I didn't talk about this week in New York City and the federal court. Donald Trump was the person, and I'm not even going to mention names because it's ridiculous at this point. The way I see this is just a fallacy in somebody's mind from 25 years ago. Is this woman was claiming she was raped by Donald Trump in Bergdorf Goodman's dressing room. Now, understand Bergdorf Goodman. Bergdorf Goodman has more security in that store than you would want to shake a stick at. And it's a pretty fairly busy store. But she claimed that she was raped by Donald Trump. And then he defamed her. I have a problem, just a slight problem with that. Is the fact that this doesn't come up for 25 years is just bizarre. No charges were brought at the time. Bizarre. The fact that she didn't bring it to anyone's attention at the store. Bizarre. But yet her two friends distinctly remember that it happened. But nobody can remember on what day. Or when. Exactly. Kind of. So, bring it to a New York jury. Have faith in the justice system, they said. Again, my favorite. Bring it to a New York jury and talk about Donald Trump. They would convict him of the World War II sinking of the Arizona or Pearl Harbor if they brought it to a New York jury. So I don't have much faith in the jury system in New York when it comes to Donald Trump. But what I did find interesting is the federal judge, who just happened to be a Clinton appointee, and the woman accusing her also was a Clinton cohort, so to speak. But the judge didn't recuse herself. I guess that theory of the mere appearance of impropriety just went out the window. And it's so polarized, this country lately, that nothing makes any sense anymore. It's just disastrous. But he apparently wasn't convicted of the rape, but he was convicted of sexual assault. Well, in my experience, if your main charge is a rape, and you're telling everybody you can't remember the date, you can't remember when exactly, and you can't remember if you told anybody or anything else, and things were all over the place. Listen, the 51%, a preponderance of the evidence, is what the civil trial burden of proof is. So, basically, this case, I believe, is going to be tossed at the appellate division, because there was so much prejudicial evidence that came in that had zero probative value. They brought in that tape that he gave. They brought in some witnesses from alleged incidents again. Again, all unproven stuff, all for prejudicial intent for the jury. So what was the probative value of any of this? That's like saying I had three car accidents, one I was a passenger, and you bring all of those in to show that I caused the accident in this particular incident. It doesn't work that way, folks. What a judge has to make a decision about is whether or not the evidence coming in was so prejudicial and of little probative value. It's exactly what this was. It had zero probative value and prejudicial beyond doubt, beyond belief. That's what it was. So what do we got here? So now we have a case. It's going to, you know, Joe Tacopina, who was his attorney, apparently is a very good trial attorney, didn't put on a defense, although I would have done some things differently as a trial attorney. I probably would have gotten an expert and had some cross-examination for her. But you know, listen, he's there on the ground. You got to defer to him as the trial attorney. And certainly having Donald Trump sitting there, I believe, would have helped. But I don't think I would have ever put him on the stand to testify. Not Donald Trump. He doesn't take well to conflict. He's very combative. And I don't think that would have been helpful to the jury. But in any event, you know, they awarded her $5 million. Well, you'll never see that because I think the appellate division turns it over. And you might get some justice out of a New York court. It's going to be difficult, but that's life. So now, I listened to Janet Yellen this week. Throw her in for a second there. Our banking department is sound. Uh-huh. Except for the three major banks that just went out and a couple of them teetering on the brink of going under right now. But she says our banking system is sound. But again, she jumps into the political arena and blames Congress for the banking system the way it's run right now because we're all worried about not paying our national debt. Well, maybe if you reduce the national debt, you wouldn't have to be worried about paying it. But hey, we don't think about that. So just jumping into this subject on the budgetary matter, Larry Kudlow said this week that Biden's current budget leaves us with a $2 trillion deficit. Do we think about that at all? Don't worry about it. It's only $2 trillion. We'll leave it for the next person. So, you know, you got to wonder, after 843 days or 44 days of Joe Biden at the border, what is going to happen? You know, like I said to you earlier on, my favorite line of the week, and I'll give it to you now, the toothpaste aisle of CVS in San Francisco has more security and protection than our southern border. Yes, that is what I said. This is just a complete denial of reality. There's a misinformation of the media that hurts us every particular week. Gotta stop listening to the media and start looking at things yourself, people. You gotta stop listening to these rats and these knuckleheads who are just telling you everything. No problem. The border's secure. We're going to give them free cell phones. They all have GPS. We can track them. Okay, they're going to sell those cell phones in about 3 seconds. What do you think is going to happen? But this is by design. The border is by design. They want to change America. They want at least 10 to 15 million people who they eventually are going to make a voting bloc. That's what's going to happen. They will become the next Democratic voting bloc. And Republicans, pay attention. You lose this election, you have lost the country. Because another 4 years of Joe Biden and his knucklehead crew. And Joe Biden, I honestly don't think will ever serve another 4 years. Think about this for a second, America. President cackling Kamala. Yeah, she's been so effective at the border. She's been so effective getting to the root causes. The root causes of what? The color of her hair? Because she's got nothing done. What has she done? They tried to elevate her. In Joe Biden's campaign speech that he gave with his new campaign ad, he mentioned her like 5 or 6 times. You know how many times he was mentioned in Obama's campaign ad? Zero. Why? Because Obama was running. Joe's running to get in the door so that Kamala can take over. America, wake up. You didn't see the plan coming. You better see it now. It's got to be America. You want to lose America? Go vote again for the same idiots, for the same plan. He's going to hide in his basement. Go for it. But I'm telling you, as we close the program this week, Mr. Neely died for a reason that he attacked other people. Mr. Penny the Marine is a hero. And America, you better stand up for our heroes, or we will no longer have a hero in this country. And when you don't have heroes in this country, we're finished. We're done. So at this particular moment, I'm going to wrap it up. You're listening to Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. Enjoy America while it's still here.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.